はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京。
ヨシです。
ちぐさです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 44. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, Chigusa-san, today's topic, what do we have?
Today we are going to talk about omiyage.
Souvenirs. Now, we got the idea for this lesson from the forum. For those of you who have not been to the forum, you can access the forum through our homepage, JapanesePod101.com. There, you can talk to other listeners, find out about what's going on in Japan, and all the different topics that are really heating up in the forum. I mean, to date, we have over 4,500 posts. 4,500 about traveling in Japan. What's hot, about what techniques to use studying. Lots of different things going on there. Also, we have PMing, so you can talk directly to other members of the forum. Now, one of the topics, as we said, is lesson suggestions. And we got this idea from a person who had a kind of difficult experience buying souvenirs in Japan. Now, Yoshi-san, you traveled to the US, right?
Hi.
Now, the first time you were there, did you have any trouble buying souvenirs or kind of finding out what was good and what was not? Pretty much, did you get the right souvenirs the first time back?
You know, I'm a person who's so indecisive. So in any situations, I have trouble choosing. But I got lots of souvenirs. And actually, the disappointing thing was, like, I came back to Japan and I saw a bunch of the same stuff I got in the US that I can get here in Japan.
That's happened to me many times too.
You know?
I know. Yep, I know that feeling. Chigusa-san, any experiences you want to tell us about buying souvenirs?
It's really hard to pick out souvenirs because you know you don't want like keychains, you know? If you were to get some souvenir from someone.
I always buy keychains.
Oh, really? You know, it's so
what are you
common.
Trying to say?
No, because it's so common. You have so many of them. And it's useless.
do you remember I brought you one keychain the other day?
Yeah, oh. I think what Chigusa...
that
now
was
red,
special.
Now the red one... Chigusa. I think what red Chigusa wants to say is... I think... All right, let me compose myself here. And Yoshi wants to say too, is that, yeah, you can be indecisive. What's selling, what's not? What we're going to do today is look at a conversation about asking what's selling. What's the most popular thing? So that way you don't strike out with your souvenir. Chigusa-san?
But the one Yoshi gave me was special.
Yeah,
yes,
right. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I have to go.
So what we're going to do now is take a look at the conversation. As always, we're going to go through the conversation one time fast, one time slow, then we're going to give you the English translation, then we're going to break it down for you. Now, in here today, we have a lot of really good information. So please listen, see what you can get, whatever you can get, then don't worry, we're going to go through it all. Today's conversation is going to take place at kind of a touristy shop. It's not going to be a shop in a very small village somewhere in the boondocks. We're going to cover that in the discussion. We're also going to give you some useful phrases for if you were to make it all the way out to the boondocks, the countryside, where the souvenirs might not be standardized. Okay, here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
家族にお土産を買いたいんですが、どれが一番人気ですか？
こちらです。
いくらですか？
2000円です。
見せてください。
はい、どうぞ。
はい、これお願いします。
One more time, slowly, please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。
家族にお土産を買いたいんですが、どれが一番人気ですか？
こちらです。
いくらですか？
2000円です。
見せてください。
はい、どうぞ。
はい。これお願いします。
This time, Chigusa-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese, and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
家族にお土産を買いたいんですが。
I want to buy a souvenir for my family.
どれが一番人気ですか?
Which one is the most popular?
こちらです。
This one.
いくらですか?
How much is it?
2000円です。
2,000 yen.
見せてください。
Please show me.
はい、どうぞ。
Here you are.
はい、これお願いします。
Yes, this please. Very typical conversation, and not just for souvenirs, but for any time you want to buy something at a shop. Okay, so what we're going to do now is take a look at the vocabulary inside this conversation. Chigusa-san, what's the first word?
Omiyage.
Souvenir. Break it down.
O-mi-ya-ge. Omiyage.
Now, the actual word for souvenir is...
Miyage.
But we put the prefix...
O.
To make it more polite. Have you heard it referred to without the O?
Yes.
So, what type of situations?
I think it's more often used by older men, or it's a really manly word.
Without the O.
Without the O.
But for everybody out there, we definitely recommend using the O. Makes it much more polite.
Yes, and softer.
All right, there it is. Yoshi-san, what do we have next?
一番人気.
Most popular. Now, this is made up of two words. First word?
一番.
First, number one. Break this down.
一番. 一番.
Second word?
人気.
Popular. Break it down.
人気. 人気.
So the literal translation here is number one, popular. And we interpret it to be most popular. Give it to us one more time.
一番人気.
Okay, now this 一番 can be used with other words too, such as Yoshi-san. How can I say favorite?
一番好き.
Give us the second word.
好き.
So the only thing that changes is the second word. The first word stays the same. So give us that word to like one more time.
好き.
Again, we literally translate here. It comes out to number one popular, number one like. And we interpret it to be most liked, favorite. So you'll come across this 一番 quite often. Also, a lot of you foreigners, you'll see the shirt. They sell these shirts with 一番 on them. You've seen those, right, Chigusa-san?
Right. Many times.
Only foreign people wear them, though.
Come on, Yoshi-san. I've seen you with the headband. Come on, the headband?
On the foreigners.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, I'll admit it too. It's a very popular novelty item with the foreigners. They have these shirts with Chinese characters, meaning number one. Next we have...
見せる.
To show.
見せる. 見せる.
Okay, now that we cover the vocabulary words, let's take a look at the conversation. Chigusa-san, start us off. What do we have?
いらっしゃいませ.
Yes, and we have been through this many times in previous survival phrases. Welcome. And a couple of lessons ago, we established that it's used with places where you're going to spend money. So, welcome your money is kind of the translation we came out with. Okay, any shop you go into, you'll hear this screamed in certain cases or said in other cases. But common greeting for going into a place where you're likely to spend money. Next we have...
家族にお土産を買いたいんですが...
I want to buy a souvenir for my family. First we have...
家族
Family. Marked by the particle?
Ni.
Family for. Again, we don't know the exact translation of ni until we hear the rest of the sentence and take it in context. But think of it as kind of the direction where something will go. Next.
Omiyage.
Souvenir. Family for souvenir.
Wo.
Object marker wo.
Kaitai.
Want to buy. This comes from the verb?
Kau.
Now, the conjugation is beyond the scope of this lesson, but if you're interested, you can find out at JapanesePod101.com. We have several lessons specifically focusing on the conjugation of verbs. And in this case, we conjugate to say desire. So we have
買いたい,
want to buy. And this is followed by
んですが,
which here is acting to soften your request. So let's have the phrase all together.
家族にお土産を買いたいんですが.
Literally, family for souvenir want to buy. We have to reverse it here. The speaker is obviously the subject. I, take the verb from the back, want to buy a souvenir for my family. Just start from the back and work your way. I want to buy a souvenir for my family. Exactly back to front. Now, what we want to point out here is, if the person you want to buy that souvenir for changes, the only thing that will change in the sentence is in the position where family is. 家族に. What comes before the ni, what precedes the ni, is the only thing that will change. For example, Chigusa-san, what's the word for wife?
妻.
So if I wanted to buy a souvenir for my wife, I would say?
妻にお土産を買いたいんですが.
And just break down the word for 妻.
妻 妻
Yoshi-san, if I want to buy something for my husband? Chigu-san, you want to ask Yoshi about this one?
Yoshi, if I want to buy a souvenir for my husband, what would I say?
夫にお土産を買いたいんですが
Break down husband?
夫
Let's just cover a few more people that you may buy something for. Chigusa, boyfriend.
彼氏
Break it down.
彼氏彼氏
Yoshi, girlfriend.
彼女
Break it down.
彼女彼女
And last one, friend.
友達友達友達
This is followed by
どれが一番人気ですか?
Which most popular is? First word
どれ
Which Followed by
が
Marking particle here Next we have
一番人気
Most popular Which most popular? Followed by
ですか?
And that か is showing that this is a question.Which most popular is? Again, we just have to arrange it a bit here. Which is the most popular? As in, which souvenir is the most popular? Chigusa-san, this is followed by?
こちらです。
First word?
こちら。
This direction. This is an extremely polite way. Again, in Japanese, you don't want to directly refer to something. So, this direction. But actually, it's pointing to an object. But in order to be polite here,The employee is not directly focusing on it. Sometimes a way to be more polite, like this general direction, but it actually means the good, which is the most popular. Followed by?
This.
Then we have?
いくらですか?
How much is it? First part of this is?
いくら?
How much? Followed by?
ですか?
Very straightforward. How much is it? Chigusa-san?
2000円です。
2000 yen. Now,Unfortunately, as one US dollar equals 120 yen now, I believe, and maybe 150 euro, you're going to have to know a lot of numbers to really understand some high-priced goods. You know, they get up there fast, right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
So, I mean, if you buy something in the US that's $50 or in Europe that's going to be $65, you're already looking at 7,000 yen. So once you get into the hundreds, you're going to be looking at tens of thousands of yen. That's why we give you this next sentence.Yoshi-san?
見せてください。
Please show me. And in addition to handling the good, we really want you to look at the price tag. It should be marked somewhere on there. So before we get into that and give you another technique, Yoshi-san, can you just break this phrase down?
見せてください。見せてください。
This comes from the verb?
見せる。
To show, to display.Which is just taking the ru, turning it into te here for this particular class 2 verb. But again, beyond the scope of this lesson, turn it into the te form and add kudasai. 見せてください. Please show me. Now, if there's no price tag on it, you have a few options. You can ask the person to repeat the price again, which would be?
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
Sound familiar? Yes, you should be very familiar with this phrase. We use it all the time. Okay?Or you can have them write the price. And that expression would be?
値段を書いてください。
Now, we covered this one in a previous survival phrases, and we're running short on time, so you're going to have to check the PDF for this. But this is another way to get that price. Okay, followed by?
はい、どうぞ。
Here, please. Now, if we take the literal translation, hi is yes, dozo is please. Yes, please is the literal translation. But when this is said...You have to visualize the staff person passing the good to the customer. This is quite common when passing something to somebody. Hai dozo. Say you're out eating at a restaurant and someone asks to pass the soy sauce. Yoshi-san, while you're passing it, you can say?
Hai dozo.
Very polite way. Okay, and this is followed up with?
Hai, これお願いします。
Yes, this please. Now, that's the literal translation and how it would be interpreted. Yes, this please. Or just this please.Your son, give us the first word.
はい。
Yes, followed by?
これ。
This?
お願いします。
Please. That's it. Very straightforward. Okay, now, in today's lesson, we plan on giving you more phrases. This conversation, I could see taking place at maybe a very commercial souvenir shop or in a very touristy town such as Tokyo or Kyoto, one of these big towns. Again, if you're heading to the countryside or a place more off the map...I don't think these phrases will cover it. And not only, even if they do cover it, there's a few more we want to give you. Because in Japan, so many different places have things they're known for. So what we're going to do next week, we're going to give you a conversation where we actually talk about going to a souvenir shop in a small town. Okay, we covered the big town. But for all you people out there who headed to small towns or the adventurous type out there, next week's lesson is going to be for you. Okay, we ran long today. That opening took a while. So that's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。